Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast about skincare, makeup, influencer insider experiences with me, skincare skinfluencer, James Welsh.
Have you ever been inside an influencer? With me, makeup artist, Robert Welsh.
and influencer.
An influencer. Oh yeah, true, I am.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, I see you have a pimple patch on today.
I do. This is the one from, Starface. I have Elmo on today. When you said about them in the podcast, I went on their website and ordered loads of them. They're just like, you just want them all.
Yeah, I know. They've just released Love Heart ones as well.
That I'm saw. Like, oh my God. Yeah, they looked really cute. It's definitely a kind of like, you do not, absolutely do not need to collect pimple patches, but they make you want to collect them.
You also want to collect them, yeah.
Yeah, I had exactly. This grotesque spot up here. It was one of those ones that are so big when you turn your face, your side profile is completely different because of the one spot.
It's the under the skin ones that do that, and they're painful. But then you were also poking and prodding. I saw you.
When no, you're I was gently rubbing it to kind of feel it.
Excuse me. Then, in yesterday's meeting, around the big cheek. You certainly weren't.
But listen, I've been really good because yesterday I looked in the mirror. There's something about, toilets with no windows. There's something about mirrors where it's like, oh my God, I really want to squeeze my skin in this mirror. Do you ever get that?
Oh my God, yeah, because you can see everything.
You can see everything. Aeroplane toilet mirrors.
Toilets.
And then somebody else's downstairs toilet mirror.
There is nothing worse than an aeroplane toilet to show you how high up and dehydrated you are and how porous you are.
Isn't it awful?
I literally come off a plane looking like a sponge. It's the worst thing.
You're like, oh my God, I don't even want to get off this plane.
Yeah, like, what if, like, my skin sucks up some water or something?
What if I just stay here? Yeah, it's terrible. But I have been really, you know, this spot came up and I was like, listen, I really need to stop letting my dogs lick my face. But one of my dogs, Winnie, she sits on the floor, right? And she watches me get into bed because she's waiting. And as soon as I lay in bed, she jumps up and she runs over to me and starts licking my ears.
Listen, I'd rather that and then just have to deal with the spot for a while.
Exactly.
You don't get dogs to like...
It's so cute. And it's part of her routine. Part of my dog's routine in her brain is to lick me before I go to bed. It's so cute.
That.
Who the hell am I to... Who am I to tell you? I would never do that to her. The other night I did try. I pulled my duvet over my head and I just looked up and she was just there watching. And I was like, oh, she's so upset. I can't do that to her before bed, you know?
No.
So they're just cute little baby angels. What am I to do? Makeup will cover it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Just don't look to your side and no one
sound
will know.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, I'll just get a spot on the other side.
Yeah.
Just shyly touch your face.
Hover really,
your face
really pointy jowls.
Yeah.
Well, that's my week.
Yeah, listen, nothing's new with me whatsoever. Yeah. I would update you on the wedding that I went to at the weekend, but we are, in fact, still recording this before I've even gone to the wedding. So
don't ruin
just
the
in
magic.
Case, listen, Eve, it was a lovely time, had by all. I had some food and I drank some drink. And then I came home and it was a lovely time.
Now do the other option in case it's like a Real Housewives situation.
Yeah. Something went horribly wrong. There was arguments. There was fights. So much drama. There we go, Marcus. And then we'll decide on the day how it went.
Yeah, or just use both of those. That's fine.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Listen, Robert.
Yes.
Is there anything you've been loving this week?
James, I sure am glad you asked me that question. Because no.
No. Listen, excuse Robert.
Please excuse me.
Wait till we move.
How's it been? Yeah. Like three weeks, I think, almost it's been. I just wanted to get everything packed. I pre-packed, mm-hmm. and I've done too much too soon, except my kitchen. James, anything you've been loving this week?
You know what, actually, and I'm glad we can talk about this. The Kapari Ultra Restore Body Butter with Hyaluronic Acid. This is a body
product.
Wait
a minute. Right. Is this that coconut brand?
Yes, it is. And I've been avoiding it for a long time because I just, coconut body products, I don't care. Body butter, not for me, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But I saw, there's someone I follow on Instagram, and I'm so bad at Instagram handles, but he has like this really nice pink aesthetic, right? And he always does like a shelfie, you know, where you show all your products.
Oh, cute.
And I saw two Kapari products, this one in like a tanny kind of color, then a pinky one as well. And I was like, I purely want those for the packaging. Mm. So I bought this one, which I've just received a new one through Cult Beauty PR, which I'm happy about. And I was like, am I really going to use it, or do I just want to like show it in my bathroom? And imagine the thick, like a body butter, right? How moisturized you get from it.
Yeah.
But take away that sticky thickness mm-hmm. that always puts you off wanting to moisturize mm-hmm. your body.
Yeah.
And you can feel that hyaluronic acid kind of like hydration. And to be honest, if you look at the ingredients, I don't think it's just purely down to hyaluronic acid, but it's not a body butter that makes you, you know, not want to put clothes on because you're scared you're going to get
right,
stuck
today, exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And like all your creases are going to get sweaty and oily.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really moisturizing but light.
And in terms of the fragrance, is it quite coconutty? Because
it's still coconutty, but it rubs on not as coconutty as it smells. It smells like you put a coconut conditioner in your hair and occasionally you get a whiff of it.
See, I don't mind like an artificial coconut fragrance, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes to, I had a cleanser from them, but it literally smelt like coconut oil. I was like, oh, I don't want that for my face, the smell. And it was a little bit too much. Although I did have some of their products and they were really, really nice, but not to a point where I would rave about them. So it'll be interesting to try that. Oh, what did you just eat?
I'm sorry, I've just tried a new lip balm by Superfluid and it's making me cough.
What is it?
It's just a lip balm by a brand called Superfluid. It's getting to the back of my throat.
Superflu?
Fluid.
Oh.
Sorry. Do you want, let's just go to a break, please.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. See you soon.
See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we have a bit of like a random topic today, but one thing that I feel like consumes our lives is facial hair and eyebrows. Now, we're not speaking facial hair as in our beards, because no. I'm very low maintenance with that. I just kind of like brush it and trim it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But our eyebrows, the little fuzzy hairs that we get, nose hair, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just start talking. We got no plan for today. We're just going to talk about it.
Let me just tell you a quick fact before we get into this today. I once worked with this girl who she wasn't into makeup in any way, but she was going to be a cashier basically and work behind a till, and I always thought I heard her pronouncing eyebrows wrong. I was like, how can you pronounce eyebrows wrong? And I was really listening to her one day, and she was saying eyebrows, as in the colour brown.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that before.
She was English, born and raised in England. And so it wasn't like, it wasn't like a second language for her, and she was getting two very similar words mixed up. Mm-hmm. So we're calling eyebrows. And I was like, are you saying eyebrows? Like, to be like, is that like something, a cute, kooky thing you do? She was like, no, eyebrows, your eyebrows. I was like, it's brow, like brow. And she's like, no, it's eyebrows. I was like, no, it's not an eyebrow. It's an eyebrow.
It's eyebrow.
Yeah.
Well, she was I've like, heard oh my God. Eyebrows before.
For what?
My highbrows. For your eyebrows. I was like, no, it's never been called that.
I kind of get that because they're higher up than your other they're brows. Higher up, but
I wonder if it's just like people lazy speaking and they kind of get into a habit of pronouncing it that way.
Yeah.
Did something?
Yeah. But eyebrows. So, I was like, you can't just assume eyebrows. An eyebrow is a certain
No,
color.
I do. I kind of get that, though.
Well, then I guess we agree to disagree, because I get highbrows.
Well, listen, I'll agree to disagree too, because I don't understand that. Because that's very obviously wrong.
That's the whole episode.
Thank you, everyone, seeing me. So, one thing that I feel like has consumed my life is the little hairs on my cheeks. So, this is like very similar to the peach fuzz that people get on their top lips and like around the side by the eyebrow. What are these called? Sideburns.
Sideburns.
But listen, I have tried everything to get rid of them. One of the things I used to do, and sometimes I still do this, but it's like so painful, is those like springs that you have to roll over your cheeks.
They're the worst thing. We bought one of those from, the first one I bought was from Wish, and I think we bought it for like a Wish funny accessory video. That's so fucking painful. Here's the thing, so I find painful. With something like that, you have to have the perfect movement in your hands quickly, and when you're doing it on yourself, it's a little bit like, oh my God,
you have to fold it in half, you have to twist outwards whilst going up, and it's an impossible movement. But also really, really, really painful. One thing I do find, though, is I get really fine hairs on my nose.
Yeah,
and sometimes they can look like blackheads. So that is, like, pain. Like, I can't feel any pain on my nose when I do that.
Oh, do you still have
it? It's absolutely fine. I still have it. I still use it if I'm desperate. But it does really make my cheeks red.
Yeah,
really bad. So that, for me, is definitely a no-go. The next thing I tried was Jolene.
I can't believe you tried Jolene. For people who don't know, Jolene is a bleach. Like,
I think everyone.
I don't know if it's like universally called Jolene. I don't know. It might be called something else in a different country. But it's like that bleach that you put on like upper lip hair and things like that. I think that does it not show up against your skin?
No, not at all. Not at all. The only time it shows up is when there's like light coming from behind you or doing it in the sunlight. So it looks like natural. See, that's the thing, is I wouldn't mind if it was like blonde peach fuzz, but it's black. Do you know what I mean? It's black. So it can look like dark shadows and dark spots and like dirt. Do you know what I mean? But it was absolutely fine. But it grew out. Like, you could see it growing out, and it made me feel weird.
It had
like
roots.
My cheek hair had roots. And it looked weird.
Oh, it was worse than it was horrible.
Yeah.
Is it like How is that on your skin? Like with Jolie, the bleach on your skin?
Not good. Not good. I feel like at first, like you can't feel it at all. It just kind of feels cold, like a bit spicy. But then after a while, your skin would get very, not even when you're using it, but like maybe the next day I would find my skin would get very red and very sensitive. But a lot of people can handle it and they've been using it for years and years. So that was also a no-go for me. Have you ever tried waxing your face before?
I tried waxing my face once and I would never do it again in my whole life. Waxing in general, never again. I hate it.
Tell me why.
So, because it's painful.
And it's unnecessary and pain.
It's so unnecessary. I would prefer the quick, sharp pain of threading versus the lingering pain of waxing.
Yeah,
like you rip it off and you're like, oh fuck, and you like that for like 3 minutes, 3.2 minutes.
Yeah,
whereas with threading, it's like done.
But I feel like threading is a different kind of pain. Threading for me, it's not the same or as painful. But you know, have you ever had any laser treatments done?
No, I couldn't stand the pain.
So when a laser person says to you, "This isn't gonna hurt. It feels like a rubber band flicking on your skin."
Well, that's painful. That's a painful experience.
It's still painful, and it doesn't feel like that. It's a horrible burning, like electric flick. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like
threading is the same in the sense that it's a quick but really, really painful pain, whereas waxing is quick and a little bit like, oh, that stung, but threading is like,
it definitely
shit, that
depends
really
on where, I think, what part of the face you're threading on.
Cheeks feels like, did you rip off my skin at the same time?
No, shut up. But, oh no, actually it does. That's cheeks is really painful.
Come on.
Under the brow and on the cheeks is painful. On the edges, like towards the tail of the brow, I don't find painful in any way at all.
Oh, really? This is the most, the tail I find is the most painful bit.
No, maybe I'm numb to it now.
And you're in phone now. No, that's not a song. What's the song? No, it's nothing.
I wouldn't thread my cheeks anymore. I just shave it.
This is what I was going to say. And
like,
not even,
why would you not?
Not even like dermaplaning, you know, everyone's like, use a single.
Let me just go and get
my Gillette and just shave it off.
Why is there a difference, right, between just grabbing like, you know, a normal disposable razor and just shaving versus dermaplaning? Why does my skin sting more after dermaplaning than just shaving?
That's probably more about the blade that you're using. So a lot of people, when it comes to dermaplaning, they're using a single blade that's made to be a single blade.
Right.
So it sometimes can be a little bit sharper. Mm. But also when it comes to using a single blade, you have to do it at a certain angle. Think barbers are trained, for example, to do your hairlines. You know, people, you know, so when you're using a single blade, you've got to do it at such a precise angle. Do you know what I mean? So that you don't cut, because you've got no protection there either. Some ones you do, but the ones with any kind of like guard don't
cut
as close.
You kind of have more, you always have that strip. It comes with an aloe strip and it gives you that kind of like lubrication almost, doesn't it, to pass by. Yeah.
But thing is as well, what a lot of people, brands are saying, this is our dermaplaner. It's not. What you see people doing at home where they're getting just like lots of hair is very different to the exfoliation technique of professionals who do dermaplaning.
Right.
Where you get off a lot of dead skin, so it's very, very different. Essentially, people are just shaving their faces.
I actually did this. You know me and those long eyebrow razors, you know, cutting my feet. I know, it makes me feel so sick. And we won't go there again, because I'm sure everyone's heard a story of me trying to chisel my feet. I used one of those over my whole face, thinking, wow, what a refresh. And it felt really good afterwards. I was like, wow, it looks amazing.
It does, right?
The next day I woke up like I fell asleep on a beach in the middle of the day. Like, my face was so red. It stung so bad. I couldn't put anything on it. And I was like, what the fuck was the point in this? Because now my skin feels like crap again.
So do you know what that is? That's usually a sign that you have shaved off and irritated your skin barrier, perfectly healthy skin, rather than dead skin that you're meant to be getting off when you dermaplane, right?
Right.
So that's the thing is you're literally just shaving your face, and when it comes to a skin like that,
yeah,
the first layer of skin, it's just like, it's for me, it's pointless. So literally just a normal, even like 2-blade razor with the like lubrication slip is absolutely fine. And it's just the job.
I was tagged in a TikTok recently, and it was about shaving, you know, it was about peach fuzz. And, you know, when people are like, they were like putting a primer on an actual peach and then putting a foundation on it. It's like, it's not the same. It's not the same. A peach's protective fuzz isn't the same as a human's very sporadic hair. And loads of people in the comments were like, shave it. And people were like, no, don't shave it because it's going to grow back thicker. And people were like, I just shave it. And people were like, I shaved it once and then I grew a full beard. You know, like all these things. And it's like, that's not real. That's not a true thing. Yes, it grows back differently, but it isn't coming back thicker.
That's the thing, is you're seeing the sharp, the blunt edge of your hair rather than the pinpoint tip of your hair. And that's why people say, like, you know, with waxing, like, it grows back thinner than over time. Not necessarily true. It's because you're putting it from the root, right? Rather than just chopping it.
So when it comes back, it looks like, again, just a normal hair growing. That's why I like threading. Yeah.
It's like looking at like the tip of a pencil versus the back of a pencil. Do you know what I mean? It's different because it's a different shape.
Or like an icicle. Like if you cut the point off. Yeah. If you cut the point off, you're just going to see that stubby bit, you know, coming through again.
Yeah.
And that's how come it's called hair.
Just shave and don't worry about it is what I would do. I'm so over trying to find all these like elegant ways of doing it and like,
no, way, just like non-disturbing.
Just shave it. And honestly, those razors with the protective guard, especially for men, because the for men ones are used to kind of cutting closer to the hair, closer to the skin, but still with the added protection, just works so much better.
A good Bic disposable that you use from like 3 months instead of changing.
Run it under the tap, yeah.
Run it under the hot tap to sterilize
it. You're really against shaving eyebrows, aren't you? Because I once shaved my eyebrows just really quickly.
Yeah.
With like a eyebrow razor. And you were livid. You're like, you shaved your eyebrows, and I can tell.
I can tell you shaved your eyebrows. But, you know, I've totally done it before. But it's just so, especially in this, I think on us, because we have darker hair, for some reason, it grows back so quick. You shave your eyebrows, you do your eyebrows the next day, at the end of the day, it's like, well, time to start all over again. You know, you have to, you would have to really stay on top of it if you wanted to keep them constantly in shape. That's why I keep wanting to do this thing where I grow out my eyebrows, but they just grow back so fast. And when they're growing back, it's super, super obvious. Like, it just looks messy and just looks really untidy. And sometimes the quicker way just to tidy up those ends is to get a razor and just shave it off.
That's my issue, is if I want to grow my eyebrows back out, the ends grow first, and then under one side. Do you know what I mean? So they don't even look tidy growing back.
Yeah.
Like, they're not growing back uniform. Right. Uniformly?
Yeah.
Uniform way. Mm. So it's messy. And I find I just can't get along with a lot of tweezers nowadays. I feel like there's a special technique that I'm missing out on, where I got pointed ones that I try and get to the root and I try and pull them out, but they tend to just snap in half. I've got like really expensive tweezers and everything, so sometimes it's just like, I'm just gonna fucking shave it. Like, I can't be bothered for it.
Threading is the way.
You can thread your own eyebrows. I never learned to do that, and it's painful.
Just wrap a bit of string around your fangles.
Yeah, actually, my friend who I used to work with, she threaded my eyebrows, and she was really, probably the best eyebrows I've ever heard were by her.
Yeah.
And you get used to it. I think it's like the lifting and the pulling of the skin that helps loads. But the other best thing I've done to my eyebrows is lamination. I feel like we talk about it on and off, but we never really like.
I spoke about it last week and my horrible experience.
Horror story.
With the set that I bought that didn't do anything.
Yeah, and this is what we're saying, is we're not recommending do it, but some of the best eyebrow lamination kits I got from Amazon. And eyebrow lamination is basically where you perm your eyebrows straight so they sit well, like, better on your eyebrows, and they give you that kind of like fuzzy eyebrow look, and they can make your eyebrows look really, really thick, and you can kind of control the shape of them better. So, you know, when people are using all these like brow soaps and gels, and compared to lamination, they're crap, like they don't do anything.
Let me add in there, sorry. I used to, and I still do use the brow soaps and the waxes and stuff. And I would use them before I laminate my brows. I was like, oh, this is really, really good. And I still use them alongside having laminated brows. Yeah. But, and it is still so much better with a laminated brow. There's almost like, especially again with thicker eyebrows, there's this density to them where current trend, it's not really on trend to have these block, and I'm doing that in air quotes, to have these block eyebrows. Of course you can do whatever it is you want to with your eyebrows, but if I was to leave my eyebrows like they are now and pencil them in, they'll look really blocky. But I find when you laminate and push them up, you can see all the shape and all the detail. You don't even have to have them pointed up, you can brush them in whatever direction you want, but to have that being able to see where all the hairs are growing from almost and fill in the gaps, it's so much easier to do your eyebrows that way.
Yeah, it is. It is. The only problem is, though, like we were saying last week as well, is that it can burn your skin if you're not careful.
Oh my god! So and I filmed this video. Yeah, I think it was a reaction video, and I was laminating my eyebrows throughout the whole thing because I was basically running out of time. I can't remember what we were doing. Was it before Christmas? I can't remember. And I was like, I need to film this today, but I also need to laminate my eyebrows. I was like, you know what? Let me just do it all at once. So I was laminating them, and throughout this video, you can just see the edges of my eyebrows getting redder and redder. Redder. And the next day it was like it almost scarred my skin. That's how bad it was. Like it was stained. I was like, oh my god, this could have like there's a dog playing out there and he's so fucking happy. And it was so painful, like actual pain. It was really, really horrible.
You have to prep them properly. You have to use like Vaseline or Aquaphor or something all round your eyebrows and then push them over that like that, and then but you're still going to come out red. Like I'm guaranteed to break out around.
And you know what is as well is like brushing through, it becomes painful brushing through the brows because my
skin, your skin becomes really sensitive.
It becomes so sensitive, and it's obviously not agreeing with my skin. But as I said in last week's video, I've tried other kits that are actually more expensive and didn't do anything, did absolutely nothing for my brows. So it's the only one I found that really, really works. But if you have sensitive skin, I definitely wouldn't recommend it. I think you could end up with permanent scarring that way if you're not careful.
I would say so too. I would definitely say go and get it done by a professional if you can. Somewhere doing something. I don't know. I mean, if you know anybody that like curls lashes for a living, I would get them to maybe look at the ingredients and the products.
Perm lashes,
Perm lashes, that's it.
Curl lashes, give us some of a lash curler.
You're done. £50, please. One thing I want to do, because like we were saying, our eyebrows look really thick, right? They're like jet black. They just look like flat on our face. I've always been tempted to bleach them and then dye them like a light brown.
Wait, like you want to like bleach a dark them brown, light? Sorry. You want to Jolene your brows?
Bleach them, and then put a dark brown over the top. Do you mean so they're like a little bit lighter than they are now? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and I think that would look really weird and stupid.
Do you reckon? Right, well, that's that over there.
Because only because you have really dark hair and then a really dark beard, and you need those brows in between.
We'll never talk about it again.
And then you have those dark brows. You kind of need to balance it out a little bit more. Otherwise, your whole facial area is going to look a little bit too open.
Yeah, but it's like not like light brown, like just a bit lighter than what they are now.
Yeah, right. I think that's everyone a really terrible idea. I do go over, like, I will sometimes colour my beard, like, the two bits on my chin, because they go grey sometimes. And I wouldn't mind it if my whole beard was grey, but occasionally it just looks like I've got food in my beard.
It looks like you've dribbled or a bird's pooed on your beard.
Yeah. So occasionally I'll take a little bit up to my eyebrows. I don't think it's recommended, because I think it, like,
you go to your eyebrows with
I do. I don't colour my whole face up to my eyebrows.
No, I mean, like, you go around your eyebrows.
Yeah. Right, I'll do, if I'm going to thread firm, I'll do that
with beard
No,
dye.
Don't, because I think your eyes could swell up and close
but
shut.
But I have seen some... Yeah, yeah. I have seen some really, like, good tinting, though, like, as far as, like, people using a tint to do it. But, like, do you remember those, like, tattoo brow? Like, it's like a gel that would stain your eyebrows.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like lip stain, but for your eyebrows. Yeah. It lasts, like, at least, like, a week. They were really good. I used to love those.
I just feel like gaps. I'll pull out half my eyebrows with it. My eyebrows are so weak. They're weak. Like, I'll brush them and, like, 20 will fall out. And I'll be like, well.
Yeah. Well, especially after your lamination.
Oh, my history of lamination.
What with your history of lamination? We've done, like, 28 minutes now.
Okay, let me finish with a nice story.
Yeah.
Guys,
Do you have a story?
I just want to say something I forgot to mention at the beginning of the podcast. We don't have Cinnabon here. I said that the same twice. In the UK, I think one opened recently up north somewhere. They get everything. They had Taco Bell before we did in the south.
Yeah, they do.
And one opened recently near me, and I drove there. I left the house just for that, and I drove there and bought some. And it tastes just like it did in America.
Do they do really coffee nice. There?
They did. They had pumpkin spice and marshmallow, toasted marshmallow. And let me tell you something. If you are from any other country apart from the US, actually, I don't know. If you're from the UK and you have been to the US and you've had US lemonade, it is the best thing ever. They had a lemonade fair. Our lemonade isn't the same. When we say lemonade, we're like, oh, it's like Sprite but with less flavor.
Yeah.
It's like tonic water.
Is it a drive-through?
It's right. No, it's in a service station. So I pulled up and pretended to get petrol and then go in because I didn't want to be like, I'm here for Cinnabon. It's in a service.
I had you opened.
Yeah, it's in like a gas station.
Oh my God.
So I pulled up and I was like, yeah, people just think I got petrol, but my petrol thing was on the other side of my car. So no, it was.
Did
it
you
was
like
really
mime
nice.
Getting petrol? Did you actually buy
I mimed
some?
Like peeling a banana and reading a book, and then
watching a film,
and then pretending to look for my wallet. My card wasn't there, and I was like, "Oh well."
Right, listen. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Look after your faces and facial hair.
Shave off your eyebrows.
Be free of them. Yeah. Listen, if you do want some skincare funsies, come and follow me, James Welsh, on YouTube, James_S_Welsh on Instagram and TikTok as well.
And for makeup, you can follow me on Instagram at RobertWLSH, on YouTube, Robert Welsh, that's my name, and on TikTok, Robert Welsh, MUA.
Yes, and our joint channel, The Welsh Twins, for general tomfooleries.
Aesthetics.
Yeah, fun aesthetics.
Shaving eyebrow aesthetics.
Aesthetics. For abs.
For abs.
Okay, bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.